This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, this week on Cross Hope, we have the third message in a brief series from the epistle or the letter of 1 John near the end of the New Testament. Last week, we talked about the power of hatred. It's fitting this week we talk about what love is. We know what hate can do in our lives based on what John told us last week. This week, we talk about a verse that simply says this: this is what love is. It's a message that you need to hear. It's a message I need to hear. God bless you as you listen to Cross Hope all this week. And some of you have seen her writing and different things. And I found out things about my mother by reading her writing. There are stories that she tells in her writing that I didn't know happened to her when she was a child. And I'm going to begin with one of those stories that I didn't know happened until I read it in one of her newspaper articles. During the Depression in the Hammond, Indiana, just outside of Chicago area, it was very common for people to come to the door asking if they could work for food. They wouldn't just ask for a handout. Someone would say, is there some work I can do around your house or in your yard in exchange for a meal? It was a routine thing that happened. Here's what my mom writes. One day I asked my mother if she remembered a summer afternoon when my twin sister and I were 5 years old. A gaunt-looking man came to our door carrying a tripod, a camera, and other photographic equipment. The stranger said that in exchange for food, he would photograph the children. I should interject here, my mom says, that her mother was very intuitive. I'll explain about that later. People coming to the door asking for food was not uncommon or unusual in those Depression years, and my mom never turned anyone away. She agreed to the photo, saying that would be just lovely. While mom prepared a warmed-up meal, my sister and I hurriedly got ready. Mother instructed us to change into our best look-alike dresses and to find the curling iron. The curling irons of that era were not electric. They were heated by our gas stove on an open flame with no way to regulate the temperature. As a result, we often had burned hair, but instant curls, which I thought was a great combination. Singed hair, but banana curls. Mom powdered our faces and added a touch of rouge so we wouldn't photograph pale. After taking several poses and eating his meal, the stranger packed up his gear, and he said the photos would be sent in several weeks. Weeks went by when my sister and I started asking about the pictures. Our mother sat us down on the couch and said there's something she wanted to tell us. Girls, there will be no pictures, because there was no film in that man's camera. She added that we were too young to understand, but someday we would. It had to do with dignity and pride, she said. For the sake of his dignity, she pretended to believe him. Mom was right. I didn't understand then, but I do now. Many times I've been reminded of it when I've heard or read the words of Scripture, "Be careful, do not be forgetful, entertaining strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. And I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was a stranger, and you took me in." If you were to ask my grandmother when she did that, did you cognitively think that the reason I'm doing this, I want to be a good Christian and I want to show love to this stranger and that's why I'm doing it? She would say, never even occurred to me. She just did it because that was her nature. Showing love to people was second nature to her, that she didn't have to think it through. She didn't have to contrive it. She didn't have to schedule it. She didn't have to arrange it. She simply did what she normally did, because I want to suggest, and I'd like to think, that love was a part of her nature. What's a part of your nature? What's the most natural thing for you to do in life? Well, this particular message from 1 John just may be one of the most important messages of the series. I hope you'll continue to listen all this week to SiriusXM 131, the Family Talk Channel.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.